Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Chris says, dang, you're doing the sponsors halfway through and not 50 at the end. Sometimes it happens. I do my best. Do my best, forget the rest. That's what Tony Horton says. More on that in a second. Thank you to Werner Roofing, 616-844-5382, online at wernerroofing.com, W-E-R-N-E-R, wernerroofing.com. They put a roof on our house here, and I want them to do the same for you. Go to their website, wernerroofing.com, fill out the form. They'll be back in touch with you within a day, and they can get you started on getting your new roof on your home. 616-844-5382 for Werner Roofing. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. Chris, with the comment, dang, the sponsors halfway through, reminded me after I said, do my best and forget the rest. Chris had to endure Ab Ripper X recently. Well, not recently. I forgot when you did it, but you talked about it. And that is part of the P90X regiment that I am now into my third week of doing that. Yesterday was Kenpo X. That's the aerobic exercise. Basically, you're doing punch and kick training. You're moving in place, keeping your heart rate elevated for like an extended period of time. So I'm doing that. That's day three in a row. I need to put together about 100 more of these 3 days in a row together. So today is chest and back, and it's a bitch. Quite literally, push-ups, pull-ups. But I'm not on the pull-ups yet. I have those bands that I pull down. But I'm getting very, very close to graduating. I am getting stronger. I know that. Now, this Ab Ripper X, it's 17 minutes of ridiculous abdominal pain. I mean, there is, even when you get strong, it hurts like fuck. The only thing that gets better is the aftermath. Like, I did it 2 days ago, and I do not have any pain. I know I'm getting stronger. I can't say I'm getting thinner. I think I'm still a fat fuck because I still don't eat right. But I know I'm getting stronger. So each of the exercises, and there's 11 different exercises on Ab Ripper X, and they do them each 25 times. Today, I started out doing it 10 times, and then while they finish up the 25, I just sit there and wait. And I've slowly been increasing it every time I do it. And you do it 3 times a week. Now, today, I'm up to 20 of each exercise of the 25, which gives me a short amount of time of extra recovery that they don't have. It just buys me a little more time, kind of recentered. But we're getting into the shit now. And then next week, the first time I do it, I'll do it 21. Second time, 22. Third time, 23. The next week, I'll be up to full speed, full capacity, unless something goes wrong. But let me tell you something. Yesterday did not go off without a hitch because I fucking wiped out. I ate shit when I was walking the dogs yesterday. And my God, did I pay for this. Now, look, I want to show you something. when it comes to this knee. All right, now if I bend it, okay, right now I'm bending it, but if I were to bend it all the way as far as it can go, it's intense pain, and that's the arthritis. So what I do to avoid that type of pain is any exercise where I'm moving, doing that type of movement, I just baby that thing a little bit. Definitely don't bend it all the way. I mean, that's just not happening. But I've kind of modified what I do in order to still be able to do the workouts. I mean, some of these workouts, it's you're bending down, you're jumping straight up in the air. And I am able to do it, but I got to, you know, Tony says in the workouts that just because you have an issue, a mobility issue, doesn't mean you give up on the whole goddamn thing. You figure it out and you work around it. So I've been doing that, and I've been kind of babying that knee. Now, this knee eventually needs to be replaced. But I don't want to do it yet. I haven't quite gotten where I want to. I don't want to be laid up for all this time. I mean, it's coming, but it's going to be sooner rather than later. So I've been pretty happy. But yesterday, I go for a walk. Now, it had rained the day before yesterday all day. And I'm out, and I got four dogs, and it's dark. And this was a perfect storm. Because when I'm on this portion of grass, my neighbor comes around the corner with her dog. And she's got a headlamp, and it's dark. And she's got her dog, and my dog, my dogs see her dog. And all four of my dogs take off. And I'm on a spot on this grass where it's wet and mushy. And man, did I eat shit. I go down fucking hard. But before I went down, that knee went as far as it could possibly go in the direction that I told you it does not like to go. And at the time, I was convinced that it was muppety flippity floppity. That's how intense the pain was. Like, all I could see when it was happening, it was so painful. There's like fireworks blowing up in my eyes. For a second, I thought that like my kneecap actually shot out from the skin, never to be seen again. And so I go, ah! And the knee is totally flexed like that. And then I'm laying on the ground and the dogs are dragging me through the mud. I'm soaked. I'm muddy. My neighbor, who's from the UK, she's got this really sweet accent. Her name is Julie. She goes, and I can't do a British accent, but she goes, are you okay, Eric? Eric, are you, oh, are you bloody well okay, Eric? Oh my, Eric, are you bloody well okay? And I'm like, so like, yeah, it's cool. It's fine. I'm good. Dogs are dragging me towards her. The only way I was able to get the dogs under control is because I got through grass. There's now this, my body is, you know, left like it's all smashed grass and mud on me. When I get to the cement, I'm able to plant my foot, stop my momentum, stop all four fucking dogs. She says, are you okay? I said, yeah, thank you, Julia. I'll be all right, darling. And so then I'm all wet, but I finished the walk. I'm halfway through it at that point. I'm freezing. I get home, mud head to toe. I talked to Diana later. I go, yeah, I was looking for some sympathy, you know? And she says, well, when are you going to learn to not walk four dogs? And I'm like, you know, you don't have to do the I told you so. I mean, no one likes that person who says I told you so, or did you learn a lesson, or see what you get, or you get what you get. You can't do that. You got to shut up. And I go, well, it would have been fine. if I would have not been on the awful grass, I could have easily have navigated. It was just a bad circumstance. So shut the fuck up. So then I had to do that workout, which is a lot of kicking and punching, and you're on your feet. And it did okay. I did the workout despite that. I probably shouldn't have. I should have rested. But one of the things I've learned about arthritis, for some reason, when you are resting, that's when your day's pain is going to come out. And they're not sure why that happens. They said it might have to do with, at night, various steroids are released into your bloodstream, which cause inflammation. Or when you're being still, it tightens up. That might be the simplest answer, you know? So, and that's what Chris just pointed out. Movement is healing. So that was a fucking mess. And then I'm laying in bed. And the pain starts rolling in as the Lions game is on. And I'm like, oh boy. And it did not stop. Even after that game ended, I was awake till about 1:30 in the morning. And it was just like, boom, 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 boom. Ooh, that was bad. So that was rough. Eating that shit. I can just imagine what Julia thought when she saw me go down like that. Also on the walk, I'm soaking wet. I get to the other side of the neighborhood, and on one neighbor's porch, there's like 25 kids. And I'm like, what is going on here? And I'm like, is this some type of trafficking? And there's a van parked out in front of the house with the doors open. A huge van for all these kids. I'm like, are they picking up children or something? What is happening here? And then they start caroling. Christmas caroling. And I see that and I go, oh no. This is awful. And the homeowners are on the front porch looking awkward. And I'm like, oh, these poor people. And I'm like, what? First of all, I'm pretty sure, isn't there some type of law that Christmas caroling can't happen after Christmas, right? I mean, at least when you're leading up to Christmas, that's not acceptable. Caroling is never acceptable. Okay, I don't know who the asshole was that said, let's do this. But if it's going to happen, it's more acceptable leading up to Christmas. And it is 1,000,000% not acceptable after Christmas. So I see my neighbor. I'm like, oh, I feel for you. And then I'm like, I sure hope these assholes are not just going to randos. And then while that one is happening, the very next door, there's more kids at the door of that house banging on the door. And I'm like, oh, no. They're going to randos. Now, it turns out they weren't. It was not randos. This is one of those. This church is one of those. Is one of these wacky ones that's crazy. And that they're all crazy around here. All the churches around here either love MAGA or hate gays or molest kids or hate women. I'm not sure about this one in particular. Corey says it probably was one of the ones molesting ones. Actually, I think it was. I think it was the church that we just talked about not that long ago, the PRC. I think that stands for Protestant Reformed Church. That's the one that only allows dudes to be the elders. And they just did a big Ken Kolker did that big special on it we talked about 3.5 weeks ago. It's them. You basically, it's 1 and 1A, PRC, CRC. They're all fucking nuts. I can't say the Catholics aren't either. Anyway. So then I'm like, well, I just hope this does not happen to me. I make my way around the corner. I'm now far enough away that I have forgotten what's happened. And all I'm doing is feeling my knee. I'm limping along. I'm soaking wet. There's mud on me. I've got 4 bags of poop in my pocket from taking these dogs for a walk. All I want to do is get home and change into some dry clothes. I get into the cul-de-sac. And I'm always looking over my shoulder for other cars because I'm not lit up. And if I see another car, I get off of the road. I don't want to be even near the road. And I'm like, okay. And you know where this is going. You know exactly where this shit is going. 2 cars. Turn signals on. Behind me. Pulling into my cul-de-sac. Corey says, why are you putting the poop bags in your pocket? Well, I got to put it somewhere. What do you want me to do? Throw it on the neighbor's lawn? They're coming. They're right behind me. A minivan and that trafficking van full of children. And these are super annoying kids. These are like 11, 12, 13-year-olds. Chris says, wait. In your coat, the feces. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you idiots? First of all, shut up. Let me tell this fucking story. Second of all, there is no other place to put the shit. What the fuck do you want me to do? Yes, it's in a bag in my coat. Big deal. Would you shut the fuck up? Holy shit. All you guys are doing is calling me disgusting. You're not giving me like an alternative. Do you have something else I could do? No. I get home, I throw it in the garbage. Chris says for hand warmers. I don't even do that. I've got 2 pants pockets. I got 2 coat pockets. I put shit into 1 pocket and I don't put anything else, including my hand, into the pocket. I'm getting to an outstanding portion of the story, and you morons are ruining this shit. They park. As soon as the door opens, you can hear like all these young chicks just chirping away. I'm like, oh, fuck. Dale says, put them all in a plastic grocery bag and carry it. Dude, I got 4 dogs. My hands are full. It's tough enough as it is to hang on to 4 leashes. No. Relax. These asshole kids, and I know that they're assholes. You know why I know they're assholes? Because they're kids. Get out of the car. The leader of this pack of brainwashed fucks is getting out of the minivan. She's leading the brainwash caroling brigade. And she's yelling out an address that they have to go to next. And I'm like, oh no, they've got a list. They've got a list of houses to carol at. 20 kids. And so they're going to go over to the Beaches, who live 3 doors down. They're going to go to the Beaches. They're going to go to the Goudas. And then I'm like, they're going to come to me. But I don't know yet that they're with a church and that they're only going to other brainwashed church members. And I say to the leader, I go, hey, hi, how's it going? And she goes, oh, hi, Merry Christmas. And I'm like, yeah, that was days ago, but whatever. I go, are you, now what is this woman going to do? I'm going to find out if she's going to go to my house. And if she is, I'm going to tell her no thank you. And I'm not even worried at all about this being awkward. I don't give a shit.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm just going to say, so I go, are you coming to this house right here? And I'm pointing at my house because I'm 10 feet from my house. I go, are you planning on hitting this one? Now, she knows that I hate her. She can sense it. And she goes, oh, no, no, no. And I'm like, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday. I love you forever. You're the greatest. No, no, no. We're doing this with our church. We're going to other members of our parish. And I'm like, oh, yeah. What a great idea. Oh, so nice. Well, see ya. And I'm gone. I had all my lights on outside of my house. I shut them all off in case any of these fucking kids decides to head up the driveway and give a freebie. Ugh. I felt so bad for my neighbors. Chris K writes, quote, my wife is dying and is trying to sleep. Don't stop. Bye. I one step ahead of you. I did have a story I was going to say. It wasn't my wife is dying, but that's also a good one. That's acceptable to say. You got to put these carolers on fucking blast. And let these motherfuckers know that this shit is not okay. My story was going to be, yeah, hey, my newborn grandson is sleeping here. They're not going to buy son. I'm too old. Yeah, my grandson's spending the night. He's sleeping. You can't do it. That was going to be my story. Chris says, I could have just said, eat this dog shit. Corey writes, I have poop in my pockets. Or just tell them you're Jewish. Aram suggests that I'm a pedophile with Pop Pop would have invited them to the swimming pool. Kenny is already flirting with Cream Queen, who is now here. I guess he's back from whatever the fuck he did. Cream Queen, be careful. He's girl crazy. I know you know this. Look out. My God. That was an outrageous evening. That all happened in one walk. One walk! Son of a bitch. Molly says to her dear friend, Cream Queen, good morning, Cream Queen. This place is unhinged today. Yeah, you're not kidding. Chris says, what happened to Tasmania girl whose burner account was that? Yeah, I remember. That was another one of Kenny's love bombings. He scared her away. That's what happened. Linda says that there have been unnecessary attacks on loyal listeners. Unacceptable. That comment right there. Appropriate attacks on loyal listeners. That is an appropriate thing to say. Absolutely appropriate attacks on morons is what this is. Incredible. All right. I honestly don't think I have that much for you left. There is more, but I'm going to save it for the Patreon bonus podcast. So annoyed. I'm in pain. I'm annoyed. I'm hurt by Linda, Kenny, and Aram for vocally turning on me. See, look at Aram says, I am not a loyal listener. That is so hurtful and mean. Chris says, Linda, I hope you are as shit-faced on Patreon Thursday as you were last time. Chris says, did you already play Dan Campbell's speech? Yes. Before I get to this batch of sponsors and then the asshole of the day, I want to share with you one third of something that I'm going to share with you on Big Fraud Thursday with Ben Glaze. I spent part of today getting one third of the free beer sniffs from the Holiday Fakins. And I have them in like a super cut form for you to listen to. So you are going to be blown away when you hear how this unfolds. Now, some of these are covered up by someone talking, but you can definitely hear them. So if you don't know, during the holiday fake-ins, as I like to call them, them giving stuff away to needy people is not fake. The stories that they concoct are fake. And Greg sniffing into the microphone is fake. He intentionally likes to illustrate quote-unquote fake tears by sniffing into the microphone. He's the only one that does it. It's so obvious and horrible. So I'm going to share with you the first one-third of what will be about a one-minute clip of fake sniffs. There's a couple of words before each sniff, but I want you to enjoy this with me to kind of get you warmed up for Thursday's edition of Big Fraud Thursday, which will start with Who Are These Free Beers? Here we go.
Fancy idiots.
Yes.
It's after, what a wonderful mom. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Maria. Pull up now.
Undergone surgeries attacking her from where they live. Not, and that's ultimately, yeah. All right.
The closest.
Kelly's next on the break-ins.
Single parents listening know, keep a roof over their heads to a house fire.
Oh.
So.
Some of you have never heard that before. You don't know what that is. That is one third of the break of the sniffs during the holiday fake-ins. This is going to be unbelievable when it's all said and done. I wasn't kidding. Some of them, you can hear he's over here talking, and then he comes over here and goes, my God. One more time.
So.
Whoops. Sorry. Fuck that up. I played one.
Fancy idiots.
Yes.
It's after, what a wonderful mom. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Maria. Pull up now.
Undergone surgeries attacking her from where they live. Not, and that's ultimately, yeah.
All right.
The closest.
Kelly's next on the break-ins.
Single parents listening know, keep a roof over their heads to a house fire.
Oh.
So.
Some of them are so strategically placed, though. They're right when, like, no one's talking.
What a wonderful mom.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Jesus. I cannot wait to have that done to play that for you. on a Big Fraud Thursday. Chris says he needs to quit snorting lines on the air. Aram says someone should link that up to the Reddit page. I think ultimately that's going to happen. I think we're starting to win enough people over that people are like, yeah, you gotta hear this. I'll try to make the whole supercut, the entire, as many as we pulled. And I pulled, I think it was in the 40s, maybe more of them. Perhaps then it might make the Reddit subreddit page. Kenny says, when someone is actually emotional, it doesn't sound like just air. All his are air only. Yeah, you got to get some booger in there. He's just going. David with Jesus, I forgot how much I hate that show. All right. I guess Linda has a job interview on Friday. Despite the attack, I am excited for you. I hope you do very well. Chris says, can you combine that to a portion of a break-in so it's like he's sobbing talking about a couch? I've even gone so far as to think I'd have to listen to the whole goddamn show again, and it wasn't easy. To how many sponsor mentions there are on there. The holiday break-in has become one giant commercial. The whole thing, first of all, is a commercial for a local furniture store. And like how this works is a company spends big money, all right, to be part of it. And the money goes to the radio station, all right, and then the donation goes to the break-in. So, yeah, they're helping. But at the end of the day, it's a profitable thing. The amount of sponsorship that goes into this thing is nuts. Jeremy says, I thought the whole point of the break-ins was that the companies were anonymous. Yeah, that was given up on even when I was there. No, hundreds of thousands of dollars are changing hands. So basically, you know, they're going to buy a few dollars worth of toys on the kid. They're going to put some shit in his stocking and, I don't know, give him a box of chocolates and some Legos. And then the radio station makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's how it works. And then all these other radio stations that do it too, they do the same thing. It's the biggest fucking scam you're ever going to hear. The only thing about it is, and they like thread the needle because the people who actually do get shit with the fake stories, who you don't really know what the real story is with them. And I, by the way, I have proof of that. I mean, they have said that they changed the details, but you don't know the extent that they changed the details. You have no idea how extensive the details are changed. But I have an example of one that Kelly did that just shows how much she actually fucked up while changing the extent of the details. You won't believe it. I'll feature that on Big Fraud Thursday with Ben Glaze. Okay. Thank you to Green Medicine Shop. They are Michigan's newest recreational cannabis facility. They're in Greenville, Michigan, and they've been in business for 5 years. How can that be? Well, they've been selling only medicinal cannabis because it was a local ordinance. Well, that's been lifted. Now they sell medicinal cannabis and recreational cannabis. So if you're 18 to 21, you can still take advantage of your medicinal cannabis. If you're 21 and over, you can get the recreational cannabis. Medicinal cannabis has a little less mold in it, is what I'm told, held to a higher bit of scrutiny when it comes to quality, I guess. But that's up to you. You're still going to get stoned. Buy your cannabis at Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Their website is thegreenmedicineshop.com. Thank you to them. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They sponsor the studio. They are going to be at the Camper Trailer and RV Show coming up in January. Now, I mean, I still have such a horrible taste in my mouth from the fraud bus. I don't want to be anywhere near any new campers, trailers, or RVs or motorhomes. But I will be at that show with Impact Power Sports, helping promote them. And if you see us there, drop in and say hi. They've got side-by-sides, motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, Yamaha golf carts, the newest dealer in the state of Michigan for Yamaha golf carts. They are amazing. And they're online at ImpactPowersportsMI.com. That's ImpactPowersportsMI.com in Rockford, Michigan on 14 Mile Road. Joe Martinez is the man. He's finishing up some treatments. He should be back with us as he's making a full recovery. A&E Heating and Cooling is who I want you to think about. They're going to take a few months off. You won't be hearing from A&E Heating and Cooling, but they will be back. Kind of have to get their ducks in a row because, you know, the guy that the straw that stirs the drink is kind of incapacitated. So there you go. When we finish up this quarter of marketing, we'll reconvene after they get taken care of and things settle down for them. That's what I was told. But don't ever forget that that's who you call. They are my exclusive HVAC company. I don't have another HVAC company, nor will I ever have another HVAC company. If Joe Martinez ever dries up, I'd have to wait years before I could ever support another HVAC company because I don't want to look like a fucking phony. 616-516-8579 or aeheatingcooling.net. That's the type of allegiance you get when you market with the Eric Zane Show podcast. I do have a new realtor who will be starting on the show very soon, by the way, though. Because it's been years since I've had a realtor on the show. And but I do have a new one, and it's a very unique arrangement, but I'm excited about the arrangement that I have with the new show realtor. All right. Let us wrap this thing up. Oops. Sorry. With the asshole of the day. Nathan Williams was the asshole of the day yesterday, who equated Michael Vick murdering dogs to me suggesting that people get the COVID shot and saying that I likely killed many people. Today's asshole of the day. Which is brought to you by Rick over at TC Paintball. I wonder who it's going to be. It couldn't possibly be a pack of three who are continuously trying to hurt me by saying horrible things about me and then attacking me about the Lions. Yeah, that's right, the new Zaniacs! The assholes of the day! Way to go! Yeah! Oh, my God. The new Zaniacs are the assholes of the day. Oh, my God. That is so awesome. Kenny already is one of them. He still hangs out with those people and eats their ass in their orgies when they come to Nashville. So go fuck yourself. All right, that's it. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. If you're not going to be on the Patreon, and why aren't you? You should. You should sign up. Patreon.com patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you're not going to be on the Patreon, though, have a happy new year. If you've had a rough year, you flush that shit. You got a new year, starts at midnight. All right. Or hang on to the past. I don't give a shit. Aram says a Zaniac is a supporter of EZSP. I am not a supporter of. Ben says commentate the Michigan game. I don't even know when they're playing. All right, have a good one, folks. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.